Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian rebels supported by Turkey have taken control Sunday of at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria, amid reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the area. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Qusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied with the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of El Armana. Separately, the Turkish military said Sunday that it carried out airstrikes in northern Syria that killed 25 Kurdish militants. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign designed to drive U.S.-allied Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the frontier town of Jarablus, which borders Turkey. Turkey's state-run news agency says the terrorist members who were killed were members of the Turkey-based Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, and the Syrian Democratic Union Party. The campaign called Euphrates Shield is a dramatic escalation of Turkey's involvement in the Syrian civil war. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised Saturday that he will begin removing hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office. Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan. This is VOA News. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapse after Wednesday's powerful quake, devastating four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattling the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're threatening also to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses, most very ancient, in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed killed. A new report finds economic and social discrimination against women is costing Africa more than $100 billion a year. The UN Development Program's 2016 Africa Human Development Report argues closing the gender gap would be a boon for the continent's economic and social prospects. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report finds African women across the board are denied the same kind of economic, social, and political opportunities men enjoy. It says women lose out when it comes to education, work, and health. It notes fewer girls than boys go to school. Women earn less money than men for paid labor. Harmful traditional practices affect their health, and certain cultural norms act as a hindrance to women moving ahead in society. The report finds practices such as child marriage and sexual and physical violence adversely affect women's health and result in high maternal mortality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar al-Haq Kakar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identification documents. Authorities also seized undesired literature from the seminary known as Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubar. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.